Gather your people, O Lord. Gather your people, O Lord. One bread, one body, one spirit of love. Gather your people, O Lord. Draw us forth to the table of life, brothers and sisters, each of us called to walk in your light. Gather your people, O Lord. Gather your people, O Lord. One bread, one body, one spirit of love. Gather your people, O Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we come conscious of the many ways in which the mercy and the goodness of God has touched each of our lives. And so with faith we pray, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus you have given us the words of eternal life. Yet you leave your household free to choose. Whom shall we serve? The gods of the lands in which we live, or you, the living God? Far be it from us to forsake you. To whom else can we go? Nourish us with Christ's flesh and blood, that we may have life ourselves and bring life-giving love to others. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the living bread who has come down from heaven for the life of the world. He lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders and the heads and the judges and the officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to the people, "If you are willing to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors you served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sights. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among us all the people throughout whom we passed. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for He is our living God." The word of the Lord. arise and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. I will bless the Lord at all times, His praise always on my lips. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast, the humble shall hear and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. The Lord turns His face against the wicked to destroy their remembrance from the earth. The Lord turns His eyes to the just and His ears to their appeal. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. They call and the Lord hears and rescues them in all their distress. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed He will save. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. Many are the trials of the upright, but the Lord will come to rescue them. He will keep guard over all their bones. Not one of their bones shall be broken. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. A reading from the letter of Peter to the Ephesians. Beloved, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us, and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her in order to make her holy, by cleansing her with washing waters by the word, so as to present the church to Himself in splendor, without a spot or wrinkle or anything of the kind. Yes, so that she may be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as they do their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. No one ever hates his own body, but he nourishes and tenderly cares for it, just as Christ does for the church, because we are members of His body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a great mystery, and I am applying it to Christ and the church. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia.
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 The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. After listening to Jesus preach, many of his disciples began to say to one another, "This is indeed a difficult saying. Who can accept it?" Jesus knew what they were saying, and so he said to them, "Do the words I speak to you cause you scandal? What would happen when you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh is useless. And the words I speak are Spirit and life. And yet I know that there are some of you who do not believe." Now from the very beginning, Jesus knew who would not believe in him, and would also know the one who would betray him. So once again, Jesus told them, "Truly I tell you, no one can come to me unless the Father draw him." Now many of those who were Jesus' disciples returned to their old way of living, and they no longer walked with him. Jesus turned to the 12 and said, "Would you also like to go away?" Peter spoke up and said, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. For we have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. In many ways, the story of each of our lives is the story of the decisions we have made. Some of those decisions have been very large and really have marked our lives very deeply. Other decisions have been smaller decisions and more common decisions. Some decisions have been good decisions, and some decisions have been poor. But the fact is that who we are, in large part, describes the decisions we've made. In the first reading, Joshua asks the people of Israel to make a decision. They are about to enter the promised land. They are at the altar of Shechem. He gathers together the leaders and all the people. He tells them, in effect, that they can no longer travel on the faith of their ancestors, that they must make a decision for themselves. And he says to them, "Will you decide in favor of the Lord our God, the God of our ancestors? Or will you choose the gods of the Moabites in whose land we now stand? The decision is yours." And then he steps back and he allows them to weigh the consequences. In the end, the people of Israel choose to embrace the God of Israel. Jesus puts a similar challenge before his disciples. And some of them choose to walk away. And some of them choose to stay. What he is at pains to let them understand is that the choice that he invites them to make is not a theoretical choice. A choice about ideas. He's asking them to make a choice about a person. Will you place your faith in me? Each and every one of us is called to make that choice, and Each and every one of us has, in many ways, made that choice. But this is never a once and for all choice. It is a choice, a decision that is made again and again and again throughout the days of our lives. Day by day, there are many choices that come before me. And do I place those choices, do I place those decisions under the light of the gospel? Do I see that the radical decision of my life is the decision for Jesus Christ, is the decision for the good news? And do I see all other decisions as related to that? That's the challenge. That's really what it is to live the life of a disciple. Now, none of us can do this on our own hook. We can only do this in league with each other. There is no such thing as the anonymous Christian. To be a believer in Jesus Christ is to be linked to other people, and to be linked to the faith of others. Not that we substitute our faith for the faith of someone else, but that the faith of my neighbor invigorates my faith. The ethical life of my neighbor stimulates my ethical life. The community of disciples is that out of which the choice of following arises. We come together week after week after week as that community. Every week we stand very different than we stood last week. Because over the past 7 days, we have made decisions. We have made choices. And those decisions and those choices, in one way or another, have marked who we are. And we know that a week from today, we will, in a sense, be a different people than we are this morning. Because again, we will have made choices. We will have made decisions. What we come to pray about is that we may make those decisions under the light of the gospel. We come to give thanks to God for the gift of faith which we live. And we come to share that faith and that deep conviction with each other. And then we go forth, knowing full well that what faces us over this coming week is a whole series of decisions, of choices, that we seek to make in light of the gospel. We turn to the Lord God in faith as we pray.
For the church, that our minds and hearts may receive the Spirit and life through the words of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the gift of courage, that we may choose to follow Christ daily and enter more deeply into life each day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace of freedom, that we may not be enslaved by power, money, fame, or work, but may have the freedom to grow to wholeness in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are skeptics, that they may find us to be trustworthy, and that our deeds may manifest the words that we speak. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are persecuted for their discipleship, that God will give them courage and hope, and help them to continue to follow the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who find the teachings of Christ difficult, that the Spirit of God will lead them into an experience of God's love for them and guide them to the truth. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are returning to school, especially those who are going away for the first time, that God will guide them and protect them in the months ahead and help them to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and love. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who seek to serve in public office, that God will inspire and embolden people of integrity and virtue to serve the public good. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace throughout the world, that the ceasefire may hold in Lebanon and the violence may end in all the troubled areas of the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.